Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. 64 days until Election Day, and we're kicking off this post-Labor Day playbook with a lot of news. Republicans really don't want to be in Washington this month, especially House Republicans. The one thing they need to do is fund government and prevent President Donald Trump from making this showdown about immigration policy. Because Republican leadership believes the specter of a shutdown and a prolonged discussion about immigration policy are losers for the folks that are trying to hold their seats to hold on to the House. They want to get government funded and get out of town.
We expect the House will cancel a whole chunk of time in session once they get the government funding situation worked out. And you heard it here first. Here's the next viral House Dem challenger video. MJ Hager, who is running a long-shot race against Texas GOP Representative John Carter, has already had a viral ad this year, her first bio spot called Doors. Now she cut a healthcare spot called Covered. The spot uses her tattoos to talk about her military experience and healthcare position.
The NRCC sent a memo to campaigns entitled 2018 Update, which says, in part, in spite of history and conventional wisdom in the Beltway, as it stands today, Republicans are well positioned to maintain control of the House. Here's how the president sees it. He tweeted yesterday about the Justice Department indicting Chris Collins and Duncan Hunter, two Republican congressmen.
And we've got some media news. Juana Summers is leaving CNN for the AP, where she'll focus on Democratic politics, Bureau Chief Julie Pace will announce this morning in a note to staff. Also, here's a new book alert. The New York Times' Mike Scheer and Julie Hirschfeld Davis are writing a book about President Trump and his administration as told through the prism of immigration, the issue that animated his campaign and has defined his tumultuous presidency. Simon & Schuster is publishing the book.
Here's some news from us. Save the date. Anna and I will be in Columbus, Ohio, Thursday, September 20th for our latest Playbook Elections event focused on the 2018 midterms and 50-plus voters. Doors open at 8 a.m. And a reminder, it's primary day in Massachusetts where the race to watch is 10-term Congressman Mike Capuano, who is trying to stave off a challenge by Boston City Councilmember Ayanna Pressley.
The big thing to watch today, Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearing tips off at 9:30 a.m. today. Breaking overnight, the Washington Post is reporting that hours before the hearing, the lawyer for former President George W. Bush turned over 42,000 pages of documents, angering Democrats at the last-minute document dump. While Alana Shore reports that Dems are on the hunt for a win, as they've struggled in the Kavanaugh battle. And the Wall Street Journal susses out that the big question that's going to be asked is, would Kavanaugh overturn Supreme Court precedents?
45 Committee, a group which supports Trump administration policies, is running an ad with four attorneys general urging the Senate to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. The AGs in the spot are Pam Bondi of Florida, Jeff Landry of Louisiana, and Tim Fox of Montana. The ad will run as part of a seven-figure campaign buy. Vote Vets is launching a new $330,000 ad campaign in Maine and Alaska Tuesday, urging those state senators to oppose Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
Isaac Dover was in Pittsburgh reporting on how Joe Biden is hitting the campaign trail, looking like he's running in 2020. And in the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Kenny Cunningham is joining MAVPAC, a conservative young donor network, as its executive director. The group says it is planning to dole out $100,000 to GOP candidates in competitive races, including Martha McSally, Rick Scott, Andy Barr, and Scott Taylor. And Sufi Action Fund is putting another $100,000 behind an ad criticizing North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp on Iran.
The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and will meet in the afternoon with CEOs from the U.S. Travel Association. Big congrats to our five Playbook on the Road winners who will receive Matt Worker autographed cartoons, Max Clermont, the co-founder and head of policy at Data for Black Lives, Steve Elmendorf, partner of Subject Matters, who was in Raymond, Maine, Christopher Fletcher, senior director of government relations at HMS, who was on Lake Michigan, Jeff Petrash of the Natural Propane Gas Association, who was in Salzburger, Germany, and Jake Perry, founder and principal of Jake Perry and Partners, who was in Marrakesh. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.